It's now time for the Nick Turturro I Breathe Baseball podcast. Nick has seen Dennis Franz's naked behind and Adam Sandler and Kevin James get married in person, and you haven't.
Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets. Go, Gary!
Yeah, have a good time.
Hey, welcome to the show, I Breathe Baseball. That was a little old Met kind of corner song that my favorite baseball partner is in town. He's in the house, Gary Valentine. Say hello to Gary.
What's up, everybody? How you, Nick? How you doing, buddy? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, it's the All-Star week. Tonight is the game. Last night was the Derby. Excited. We usually go to the All-Star game, me and my son. Last year, we went to Minneapolis. We've been to a couple of great home run derbies in Citi Field, Yankee great Stadium.
Great derby last night.
Yeah. What do you think of the new format?
I love it. I think it, it's still long, but I think it was great. I like the fact they could take a break at a certain time. That was kind of, it made for good drama, you know. I'm getting tired. My legs are out a little bit. And everybody's going, yes, that's what he should have called the break, you know. But I was happy for Todd Frazier. It was great to see the hometown kid do well.
Yeah, isn't that something else? Because there's a lot of pressure on him. You know, when you're the hometown guy, it's like whether it was when I was at Citi Field, David Wright, then and Robbie Cano when he was, also he's a New York player. But, when it's the hometown guy, everybody's rooting. Last year I was in Minneapolis. Dozier didn't do too good in front of the home fans. But Frazier put on a show. I mean, it's an intimate little bandbox. I love these signs that say 458, 493. I don't know if I believe the signs. Do you? I think it's estimation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How do they know so fast, too? It's incredible. The fence is like 312, and then the guys are hitting it 438, which, hey, look, it is a small park, but it's nice. It looks nice and intimate and friendly. By the way, Dozier is a great ball player, but this guy's not a home run hitter. He's got 23 home runs. He had like two in the minor leagues, and now he's got 23. I don't know what happened. I don't think it's anything, funky, but he just found a stroke.
Yeah, no, he's a good hitter. He's a really good hitter, and he's stronger than I thought. I thought he was just a Punch and Judy, singles type hitter, but he's actually got some pop, and that's a big ballpark. The ball does travel well there, but it's funny. It's a big dimensions. You walk around, it's spacious, but you get the ball up in the air, and it moves. And this year, the crop of new players, these all-stars, I'm really starting to get excited by, Peterson, by Bryant, all these great young plays. I mean, in one year, it's unbelievable. These are the new faces. Like last night, Pujols, I was laughing. He looked like an old man, right?
Absolutely. He did look like an old man. And now, like Posey, that's like an old guy now. Posey was, a rookie a couple years ago. But you got guys like Rizzo stepping in and, Harper obviously catching his stride now and having a phenomenal year. Well, he's a freak of nature, that guy. He's strange. But, and an American League team looks great, too. They got a bunch of, obviously Pujols, Donaldson, who's a stud, Cruz, Kane. I love that kid Kane from KC. He impressed me during a series last year. And, they got Jones and Perez. They look good.
Yeah, do you know Kane started playing baseball in the 10th grade? Did you know that? Unbelievable. The guy never played baseball. He started in the 10th grade. He barely made the team because they didn't have many high schoolers and then got drafted in the 12th. And he was like, well, what's that? He didn't even know.
I know. It's so funny because I only started when I was 4 years old. So about the same thing.
Oh, and speaking of your hometown, how about this kid? You're from Stony Brook out, and you and Kevin out in Long Island. How about this kid, Stephen Matz? I happened to find out you told me he's from your vicinity, right?
Yeah, well, he's from Stony Brook, the town I grew up in. He's from Ward Melville High School, the high school I went to. And this kid's a phenom. He's Matt Harvey from the left side. He's got three solid pitches. He had the Tommy John surgery already, so hopefully we got that out of the way. And this kid can hit. He went three for three with four ribbies the other day, and it's insane. These Met hitters, I've never seen, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Met fan. These guys could be on any team. This is the best hitting pitching staff I've ever seen in my 73 years of living. I'm not 73, but, it feels like I am. when I get out of bed sometimes. I got to kick my legs up to the side like a 90-year-old. Anyway, so, you know, I'll tell you what. This kid is unbelievable. And look at the staff. You got Harvey, great hitter. He's got one home run, two home runs already. He had one last year. Well, the year before. Zach, you know, he's Wheeler. He's on DL, obviously. Then they got Syndergaard, DeGrominator, Jacob DeGrom. These guys can hit. DeGrom was a shortstop in college. You know, what's his name? Noah Syndergaard goes 3-for-3 with a home run and a bomb to center field. It's insane. And then Matt steps up and does the same thing with a double, 3-for-3 with four ribbies. Unreal, unreal.
I mean, speaking of the Mets, we opened up the show with the Met theme. And since, you know, you're Mr. Met, you're a big Met fan your whole life. I mean, with this pitching staff that they got, I mean, this is a killer pitch. This is kind of like remind you of shades of Seva, Matlack, Kuzman, Gentry. The Mets have got, the ownership has got to go out and get a couple of bats, at least at the deadline. They got to do something. They can't just, I mean, that division, you know, this is the time that they need to really make a statement. They can't just sit by and go, oh, well, you know, we're not going to do anything. Not with this pitching staff. They got to make a move because the Nationals are a terrific team, but the Mets are right there. And with that pitching staff, it would be a sin. I'm not a Met fan. Everybody's saying, oh, yeah, you a Met fan now? I said, no, I'm not a Met fan. They're like, why don't you become a Met fan, Nick? Why don't you? I said, it ain't happening. That would be a great idea. I said, it ain't happening. I'm not a Met fan. But as a New York fan, a New Yorker baseball fan, it's good to see the Mets doing good. It's good to see the Yankees. We'll get to the Yankees. The Yankees have been actually a really nice surprise. But I'd like to see the Mets add a bat. You know, go after a team that's not going to make the playoffs. Make a move. They might have to get rid of somebody in the minor leagues. They got to package something. But they can't not do nothing. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got to go, you know, we talked about they're not going to get a Goldschmidt from the Diamondbacks. You know, he's a franchise player out there. Maybe a Todd Frazier, who's a Jersey guy, you know. He would be a nice fit for the Mets. We need a third baseman right now with some pop. You know, I don't know who the player is. You mentioned Puig possibly from the Dodgers. You know, who knows? This, you know, that crazy cat could end up in Citi Field in Queens, you know. He'd be great. He'd be great for the Hispanic fan base, you know. But, you know, they need a couple of bats. Absolutely. Can't let this slip away right now. Not that it's the last year for these guys. Of course, they're just getting in their groove. But we're so tired as Met fans of hearing next year, 2 years from now, 2 years from now. They got to do it now. And they have the artillery to give away.
Yeah, but, you know, you do got to say the future is bright. I mean, the future is bright. I mean, the Mets, you want to see them in contention in September. You know, maybe get a wild card, sneak in there. Because with that pitching staff, you know, in baseball, comes postseason. Pitching wins, man. They could do some damage. The Mets might be a great long shot if they get in. If they get in with that pitching staff. You know, I mean, because there's that first wild card, now the second wild card. So it's watered down enough that, hey, if they don't do anything and they just stand pat, you know, that would be a sin. Because that division is, you know, I'm not saying it's winnable, but there's also, you got the Pirates that look in the Cardinals. Those two teams look tough. And you got the Dodgers and then the Giants. The Mets, man, the Mets could surprise the Giants maybe are a little weaker this year. That's why I'm saying they got a shot for one of those wild cards, if not the division.
Absolutely. You know, we just swept the Giants out in San Francisco. So, you know, here's the thing. The Mets... They finally put some pieces in the right spots. They had Tejada at third. They had Flores at short. And they had Murphy at second. And then Murphy got hurt. But they had guys out of position. They were weakening three positions instead of putting Tejada at short, who's the best defensive shortstop. Flores is more comfortable at second. And put Murphy at third, who's more comfortable there. Flores can turn two better. So we got that solidified defensively. Flores is a good hitter. He's not the best hitter in the world. He's a good, solid hitter. Doubles hitter, you know, and he can hit. He's got some pop. Murphy, you know, he's a good bat, too. What we need is right in the middle of the lineup there. We need two boppers to protect Murphy and Kandire. And, you know, that's how it is. It's, you know, that's what we're looking into. But the Yankees, let's talk the Yankees. They're impressed me. I mean, look at A-Rod. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fan. I don't like what he did. I don't like how he lied. You know, this guy's scum to me, but he's the best scum ball player I've ever seen at the age of 40 years old, you know?
He is a phenomenon. I tell you, for some reason, I've gotten to like A-Rod. I don't know why. You know, the guys that are like kind of like, you know, he's his own worst enemy. There's something like tragic about him because a guy that talented, you know, he didn't have to do that. So his stats wouldn't have been as inflated. But you got to admit, I mean, the guy's swing, look at him. He was on the couch for a year and a half. I'm watching him. His approach to the plate, I mean, he's got a lot in the tank. Maybe being off a year, year and a half from all the hip surgeries, he simplified it. He comes to the plate with a plan. I mean, I'm really impressed. I'm like, I've always been impressed by him, but his swing is beautiful, and he's always talking baseball. Whoever will listen to him, but he gets anybody on the bench that'll listen to him. And, you know, there's just something about A-Rod because he's made a lot of mistakes, not once, twice. He's a two-time loser, almost a three-time loser. So I find him in a lot of ways a lot more fascinating than, like, even Jeter, who had a special career. But there's something about A-Rod. There's just something. You know, would you pay to watch some other guy, or would you pay to watch Alex Rodriguez? You would. When he comes on the screen, you stop and you watch. You take notice. Am I right? I mean, the guy is interesting.
Absolutely. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, being a Met fan, Derek Jeter was my favorite ball player of all time.
And he wanted to be a Met.
And he wanted to be a Met.
No, A-Rod.
A-Rod wanted to be a Met, right. But I'm telling you, Jeter, okay, he kind of fizzled towards the end. He had a great, unbelievable career, unbelievable ending to the career. He wasn't the same player when he was 40 years old, you know, or 39 years old. A-Rod is like a 30-year-old, you know. I'll give you that. This guy is a freak of nature. He's special. He's got it all. You know, and look, he's trying to be the good guy now. That's why he's endearing to you, you know, and that's why people are starting to fall in love with him again, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, it's always like, it's always good to forgive guys. I remember guys that have gotten two chances, three chances. Steve Howe was a drug addict back in the day. He got 45 chances. Strawberry did a lot of cocaine. He did this. People don't remember. The Yankees brought him back. Steinbrenner gave him numerous, numerous chances. So, you know, you always like a good comeback story. I remember a guy telling me, A-Rod will never play another day for the Yankees. Never. I said, you might be wrong. You might be wrong. And I said, you know, I had this funny feeling. I'm not saying I'm always right, but I had a funny feeling. I said, I bet you this guy has got something left in the tank. Before the suspension, he was swinging the bat pretty good. But also, speaking of comebacks, the Sierra's having a great comeback year. Gardner's been great. Ellsbury's been out. Their defense has been a little suspect. They need a right fielder. Chris Young was a nice pickup we were talking about. Beltran, I think, is shot. He can't run anymore. He doesn't look like he cares anymore. McCann's had a good second year for the Yankees. I even started to like this Didi Gregorius, even though he falls over his own feet. It's a clumsy sucker. I'll tell you that. He drives me crazy. Headley, when he throws the ball, I get nervous. Second base, they just brought up the kid Ref Snyder, who hit a home run on Sunday against Fenway. I'm excited about him because Drew's up. I'm tired of a guy hitting 180. I mean, how do you live with this guy at 180 in July? But, you know, hits an occasional home run.
Yeah, and you know, you left out Gardner, who's an all-star this year. Finally, that kid's a hard-nosed player, man. I would take him any day, any time. You know, the Yankees have a lot of great surprises. Like you said, Chris Young was a good pickup. But, you know, guys like you're absolutely right about Beltran. You know, I'm a huge Beltran fan because, you know, he was with the Mets for 7 years. But the thing is I think he's done. But he always looked like he never tried. You know, he was just that talented. He made things look very easily. He glides into it, kind of like Robbie Cano, you know. This kid turns a double play at second base. It looks like he's flinging the ball into the dugout. He doesn't even care. And it's a BB to first base. But, you know, I think the Yankees, look, if they stay strong, they don't have the pitching that, you know, is necessary. But, you know, hey, look, they're a big surprise so far.
And they also need to make a move. They definitely need one more bat. I think maybe stick with this kid at second base. Maybe bring in a big bopper in right field, somebody that can have some defense and some pop. Because right now they're hitting a lot of home runs. I mean, if A-Rod stays the course, to Sherrod, McCann, now that you got Ellsbury back with Gardner, the Yankees, they might be a play or two away. Their starting pitching actually has been pretty decent. Their bullpen is dynamite. I don't know if you're aware how good they are with Betances. Now Miller's back, and they got another guy that he picked up in his Banuelos trade, his kid Shreve. He's been dynamite. Adam Warren, who was a good starter, now they put him back in a bullpen, and he's bombing. He actually might have been a good bullpen guy over a starter over a bullpen guy. But their bullpen is strong. Evaldi's been learning how to pitch. He throws 98. Sabathia, if he can make the adjustment and start pitching crafty. Tanaka, you know, I'm not totally sold on him. Pineda's been very good. Nova's back, not throwing as hard. So their starting pitching is serviceable. If they stay healthy, I think the Yankees are going to be right in it. I mean, right now they're 48-40, but I think they're going to be right in it and maybe a move or two. Both clubs, both New York clubs, I definitely think should be, you know, in contention in September. I mean, because these divisions are wide open. Let's talk about some other teams that, you know, maybe have been some surprises and some real discipline. Like the Mariners have been a disaster. Everybody was crowning them. You know, that's why this has got to play the game. The Padres had all this talent. What have they done? Nothing. The Astros, I don't know if they're going to hold up. They got a lot of good young talent. It's a good young team. Yes. I don't know if they're going to hold up.
It's the same as the Cubs. The Astros and the Cubs remind me of each other because they got some good young pop speed. They got arms. They got five tool players. Altuve's insane, you know, at 5 foot zero. Springer's out. George Springer's out now, but he's insane. Correa, that just brought up, is a real deal at shortstop. And then, you know, like the Cubs, you know, with Jorge Soler, you know, they got some good, good players. The whole middle infield, Addison Russell and all these guys. Castro obviously has been there, but Rizzo and Bryant, I mean, that's some playing, man. The Astros, I said they were going to be in first, and they're in first place. I called it in the beginning of the year. I just felt it. I saw all these kids coming up, and I go, these guys aren't flukes, man. They're real good, solid players. And you're right. San Diego, kind of a bomb, right? I'll tell you why, though. You got a bunch of veterans. It's about chemistry, too, Nick. You got to have chemistry. You just can't be, you know, a 280 hitter with 20 homers and think you're going to get it done. Everybody's got to work together. And then, of course, Will Meyer gets down the field, you know. So I don't know what's going on with them. But, you know, I think they might be sellers. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they might be because obviously they're not going anywhere. They're not going to win. So, they got to make some adjustments on this team. Maybe they'll look for a good young arm. Maybe the Mets could part with somebody. I wouldn't say part with one of these guys they got now, but they got a, you know, they definitely got potential to add a piece. I mean, the Mets got, you know, they got to just be creative. The Angels, I don't know about the Angels. That division is, that Texas is hitting this year. I don't know if they're going to make a run against the Astros. I mean, these, you know, teams are wide open, wide open. I mean, the Tigers, I don't think they're – KC looks like the class of that division. Minnesota's been a nice surprise. I mean, the East is up for the grabs, like I said. The Orioles are right there. Tampa Bay is close. The Red Sox are even 5-6 games. They got a load of hitting, but they got no starting pitching. That's what it comes down to. That's why the Mets have a shot. And that's why the Yankees have a decent pitching with a good bullpen. I mean, both teams could be really interesting in September. But, I mean, you know, who knows? It's been a very up and down year. One minute, you're two games up, then you're three games down. You can't get any consistency. You can't, you know, find that consistent pattern. It's just, it drives you crazy. Are you excited about the All-Star game tonight?
I am. I like the lineups. You know, I got a few problems. I don't know if Peralta should be the shortstop for the National League. There's a few guys I like. Ian Desmond I like. And this kid, I'm not familiar with him, Demure, the second baseman. He's a replacement, I know that. Do you know who he replaced?
At second base?
Yeah.
Maybe D. Is it D. Gordon?
Oh, yeah. It might have been.
I'm not sure. Was it D. Gordon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is D. Gordon?
From Miami. Yeah.
From Miami. It could be. Yeah. It could be. I mean, you know, Miami, boy, they, a lot of guys went down before for the deadline. You know, Stanton went down. Cabrera went down. So a lot of stars are missing. It seemed like last night, like there was a little bit of that star power lacking, you know? I don't know. You know, let's see, Donaldson. He's a nice player, boy. He's been a nice player. Pujols is having a good comeback year. Cruz has done, he's done really great in Seattle, but he's been one of the bright spots. Kane out in right field. You like Kane, talked about it. Adam Jones is replacing in left field. He's replacing somebody. Perez, Sal Perez, the catcher.
He's replacing Alex Gordon.
Alex Gordon, that's right. That's right, yeah. Nice player. He went down hard the other day. Altuve, yeah, he's a hell of a player. Escobar, shortstop. Kai Kaiju. I don't know about Kaiju starting. He's been really good. But Chris Sale. How about Chris Sale? Nobody talks about this guy. He's nasty, Chris Sale, man. He's really nasty, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and, you know, again, the White Sox, they made some, you know, moves in the offseason. But I just don't see them going anywhere either. I mean, obviously, they're whatever they are, 8-10 games back. But Sale, that kid can throw. And he throws... You know, they're worried about his arm angle with the elbow and everything else, but he is so lanky and his old parts flying, and it's hard to pick him up, especially as a left-handed hitter, you know? I'd be curious to see what the lefties do against him. It's hardly anything, I'm sure. But, yeah, you're right. Sale's a huge pitcher, and, you know, he needs to be on a better team.
Absolutely. What about me and you doing a game, huh? Play-by-play? Met game or a Yankee game? That would be really funny, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A Met game. Sorry, so second half now, predictions. Your gut predictions, you know, tell me what you think. If you had to say it now, I know what you would like, but from your gut, what do you think? Give me your NL predictions and AL.
Well, in the Central, I think Pittsburgh's going to overcome St. Louis. I really think they have the pitching with Gerrit Cole and the rest. A.J. Burnett is having a great year, you know. He's an all-star. He's like 152. But, you know, it's I think the Pirates in the Central, in the National League, I don't know. I don't count the Giants out. They're always there. They're solid. They still got the workhorses, you know, Bumgarner and company. But, you know, I just don't – I don't have any faith in the Dodgers. I just feel like they're just – they're like a, you know, like this town is just a little shallow, you know. Yeah. They're just surface people, you know, surface players. Although I like a couple of their parts, obviously Jock Peterson, a bunch of the guys. But, you know, in the East, you know, hey, look, I don't know if the Mets are going to take over the Nationals. If we had hitting, the Mets had hitting, I don't even think this would be close. I really don't, because I think the Nationals aren't proving to them, to the world, that they're far and above what they were called to be, the World Series champs in the beginning of the year. They're not showing it. They had a weak start, and they had a great second, first half. But, you know, they're not showing me that they're running away with this thing, you know. So those are my predictions. What about you?
I agree. I think the Nationals are definitely the class of that division, but I give the Mets a shot. I give them a fighting chance because with that pitching staff, never count them out. And if they add a couple of bats, I mean, you know, the Nationals still, to me, they're, you know, I'm not completely sold on them. They're a talented team, but they haven't won anything yet. You know, like the Dodgers. The Dodgers, they're good enough to get there, but I don't have any faith in them either. You know, the Giants, they know how to win. They know how to get over the hump. And the Pirates look like they've been coming. To me, they're like the team. I mean, the Cubs, you give the Cubs a chance. I think they give them a chance, but I don't think they're quite ready yet. If the Pirates overtake the Cardinals will definitely get in as a wild card, probably. But I think I like the Mets. It's a long shot. I do. There's something funny there. And I like the Yankees' chances. I think the Yankees have a chance to at least win that division. I'm not saying they're going to, but I think they got a shot. They have definitely a better team this year than they've had the last 2 years. They couldn't hit the ball for beans. And now they're hitting home runs. They're the bombers. The Royals are definitely going to make it. The Royals are going to win that division. But the Twins, who knows? They might hang in. They might be a wild card team. I mean, the Angels might overtake the Astros. I'd like to see the Astros, you know, hold up. That'd be a nice story, you know. The Rangers, they've been hanging around, but I don't know if they have the ammunition or the pitching. But it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. It's like it's so wide open. It's kind of fun in a way. In a lot of ways, it's, you know, it's definitely a season of parity. There's no one great team, but you know, we're gonna see in July. It's gonna be interesting this month.
You know, and there's been a couple of flukes in the National League East with Miami. You know, bringing their GM down to manage the team, which is that's a goof to me. I mean, you know, you need a baseball guy that's been on the field, that knows the players, that knows the game. You know, not a guy that's in the you know, wearing a suit, but. You know, hey, look, so the Miami hasn't been the team, you know. Atlanta, they're scrambling, they're rebuilding, they're far from it. So, and the Phillies are, you know, obviously in the cellar, and they're a whole nother situation. They got to rebuild everything, you know. They maybe have one or two parts. But, You know, that's why the Mets are up there with the you know, the Nationals. I think this could be a really good race going down the Mets. And look, in a 5-game series, if we get to a 5-game series, you face Harvey, Syndergaard, DeGrom, and then, you know, and then you got a Mats behind that, or, you know, 7-game series. I mean, it's tough. You know, that's why pitching wins.
You got it, pal. I'm with you, man. And, yeah, listen, if you're listening out there, America, it's time you let Gary Valentine and Nick Dottoro do a game. We're pitching ourselves, all right? MLB.com, you guys tune into us. I Breathe Baseball. It's good to have him back with me. My partner in crime, Gary Valentine. We'll talk to you guys down the road. We're out.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.